The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a special hour that a lot of radio stations are putting on their programming for the weekend, the areas of the country where farming is big or where the locavore movement is big, and I guess that really is all over the country. This is not just for farmers. This is a show for people who eat and for people who want to talk about the problems of the family farmer, the ag business that's owned by small families, the person who is involved in agriculture and then tries to work through the locavore movement. Locavore means you're interested in eating and understanding where your food comes from. You want to have food that's locally grown. And we've established, I think, over the course of this program that it may be more important for people to have local food than the so-called organic food movement for any number of reasons. So every week at this time, we get together to work on problems that family farmers have. And one of them, certainly, is understanding, especially in this era where there's so much research being done. When I was a kid first on the farm, I know we did everything sort of by the seat of our pants. But now, because commodities are so important, not that they weren't always, but I don't think farmers understood them then. I think farmers are very savvy when it comes to this sort of thing. So I've invited Mark Schrober, who is a farmer in a sense. Well, I don't know whether you're really you're a farmer. You grew up on a farm in Wisconsin. So are you a farmer still? Do you have farming in your blood? You've kept the farm going?
Doug, I'm not a farmer currently, and actually just grew up with a cornfield in my front yard in southeastern Wisconsin. It's still there today, and my family still owns it. But I work for Colvin & Company, which is an agriculture-focused investment manager, and we own and operate and lease out farmland all across the Corn Belt and the United States. So I deal with farmers on a nearly hourly basis here.
Okay. So renting land could be one of the main things that we focus on because it's a big deal. As crops get valuable or not, it changes. So give us, when you say you're in these areas, you're in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, most of those states, you say you own land all across the country. Would it be correct to say that you own land in every one of the 50 states?
No, not every state. We're primarily focused in the central to western Corn Belt. I'm located out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Right now we're currently in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, the Dakotas, and Wisconsin.
So why would they come to you? Why would somebody come to Mark Schrober at Colvin & Company to rent land? Why would they just go to the person that owned the land and say, hey, I want to rent that 640 acres from you. How much will you charge me?
Oftentimes we are the owner when a farmer will reach out to us. As you know, in the Corn Belt, farming is very, very competitive. And if I come across a property and go ahead and purchase that property, I'm not lying. I will get between 5, 10, 15 phone calls from farmers that I have never met before, and I have no idea how they figured out that I purchased this property privately, but they'll reach out to me because they're looking to expand their operation. For a farmer in the Corn Belt, you know, a 20 to 30 mile radius is pretty much their home base. So when a property sells in that area, they mysteriously know about it right away, and they'll reach out to me and have hopes of being able to rent that property from myself.
Why would they have gone to the owner if they're local and said, hey, Fred, when you're thinking about selling, call me up? The same token, you find out about this land here, there, and everywhere. By the way, the website for Mr. Schrober is farmlandforecast.com. So you're finding out about it because you're looking around, but many of these places never actually are advertised for sale. You go around and say, hey, Fred, when you're ready to sell, call me?
That's a very, very good question, and that's where, you know, hopefully our company adds quite a bit of value. We have an extensive farm network that we are dealing with every single day trying to source farmland to buy. And as odd as this may sound, farmers are our best asset, and I hope that we are a top asset for farmers as well. In that scenario that you were just discussing, you know, a farmer certainly wants to grow their operation and at the very least certainly make sure it's not going to decrease in size. So if a parcel of land is going to go up for sale, the farmer to acquire that property, you know, it could cost on average about $1 million. And let's use just conservative lending that he's going to put 50 to 60% down on a property acquisition like that. That's equivalent to buying a couple new combines. So oftentimes a farmer will reach out to me and say, you know, Mark, I heard about this property coming for sale 10 miles away from my house. You know, I'd love to buy it, but I don't have the money right now. And realistically, I'm saving up for the property across the street. Every single day I wake up, pour a cup of coffee, and I look across the street, and I have to look at someone else's farmland. I want to own that someday. So I'm wondering, would you be interested in purchasing this property 10 miles away from me and giving me a shot at leasing it? So that's where a lot of times we source acquisitions, that the farmer is not prepared to take on an acquisition themselves, and thus reach out to myself. So we help farmers grow their operations by putting up one of the most expensive input costs, the land.
One of the things that I pride myself with in this program is finding solutions to various problems every week. So that's why we've invited Mark Schober to be on the program. He manages Colvin & Company. They own farmland. They seek out opportunities to buy farmland, and if you want to expand your farm and you can't afford to buy the land, this is the solution to that problem. The conversation will continue on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Most people have a definite opinion about their driving.
Which one of you is the better driver?
I want to say my husband is.
Definitely. But I wanted her to say that, though.
But when it comes to which cities have the best drivers, as always, Allstate has the hard proof. The company has released its 11th annual America's Best Drivers Report, and this year we've got a new top city. Vice President of Auto Claims at Allstate, Jim Letter.
For the first time ever, Kansas City, Kansas is the safest driving city in America.
Kansas City is followed by Brownsville, Texas, and Boise, Idaho. New to this year's report is data from Allstate's DriveWise, which found a correlation between heartbreaking events and an increase in crashes. Drivers in Des Moines, Iowa experienced the least amount of heartbreaking in the country.
Our goal each year is to encourage the country's discussion on safe driving and hopefully save lives.
Allstate says to avoid heartbreaking, leave a safe distance between you and the car in front of you and keep your eyes on the road. Want to see how your city ranked? Go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles, like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus gray floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the fall flooring kickoff sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Summer's elements can leave lasting damage to your skin and hair. Your gorgeous strands have a protective coating called hydrolipidic film. That gets destroyed in sun, salt water, and chlorine. How to get your hair sleek and shiny again? Beauty expert Grace Gold has some tips.
The Pantene Daily Moisture Renewal Collection rejuvenates hair with vitamin B5 and locks in moisture to keep your hair hydrated. You'll have shiny, soft tresses that are protected from from damage all year long. Be sure to use the conditioner daily.
Take the time to pamper your skin, too. In just 30 minutes, dry, sun-damaged skin can become a distant memory.
Whether your skin has sun damage, acne, pigmentation, or aging, Silk Peel Diamond Dermal Infusion can have you looking red carpet ready with no downtime. The relaxing treatment combines diamond-tip exfoliation with the infusion of serums to hydrate, clarify, and plump the skin.
Now go out and show off your wow factor. More at videopump.tv.
Continuing on now with our overview of farmland. This is the biggest problem that people, no matter where you are in the country, you have this problem. Mark Schober is here from Colvin & Company. They are investors in farmland. They rent farmland. I'll tell you my story quickly here. I've operated a dairy farm in eastern Massachusetts, grew up in the town where I live. I grew up on these farms around. I've owned three farms. There were actually four or five in the neighborhood as I grew up. Now there are only, really, there's only one, two viable ones, mine and a truck farm, a produce farm. I'm a dairier. I have Jersey cows. And so over the course of me being self-sufficient in the last 15, 20 years, I have rented and or owned and in some way used 800 acres of land. Now, in Massachusetts, I'm in Framingham. I'm the largest private landowner in the community. I have 145 acres of land here. And I had, in a town about 40 miles from here, another 145 acres that I owned, and I've since sold. But I use, I'm going to cut back now because I don't want to continue to dairy. I want to just raise heifers. But at one point, Mark, I was using 800 acres of land that I would rent from colleges or from communities or from private individuals, or they just had me take care of the land. But it was a spread out deal. I was hauling hay back to Framingham from Amherst, which is almost 80 miles away. And it became, yeah, exactly. Wow. Wow is right. And so I don't think this is the average. What is the average, though, circumstance? Is it the 10 miles away that you were talking about a few minutes ago?
You know, I think on average, I would say the American farmer is probably willing to travel or have their entire operation within a 25-mile radius of their home base.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that's a question I ask my farmers first thing when I reach out to a first phone call farmer, is that, you know, how far are you willing to travel? I get the same answer no matter where the farmer's located.
Yeah.
How much land are you talking about? You know, a farmer will travel, you know, probably 50 to 75 miles for 1,000 acres, but let's just use an average piece, 80 acres or 160 acres. I would say the average is about 25 miles.
It is. All right, so I was the exception. As
yeah.
Well, but it's the town and the state that I live in that doesn't really support agriculture, although the western part of the state is easier to farm in. But mm-hmm. Here we have all these people that own farmland that they would like to see farmed by somebody else. Maybe they're older, their children are not interested. How often is that the case, where they may be older and the children are not following suit, or they don't have somebody to farm the land? Are they your number one prospects?
You know, it's a very interesting point, and it's developing across the Corn Belt. We see right now that there's a lot of farm consolidation occurring, and it's due to the average age of the American farmer increasing over time. So you see a lot of farms that, you know, a farmer's looking to retire, instead of having their offspring take it over, like you said, they may not be interested in agriculture. They look at consolidating with a few other farmers or some younger farmers and build a family farm that consists of two or three families. So we do have quite a few of our farmers are that exact type of setup. So yes, it's occurring more and more, and I would say it's picked up speed in the last 3 or 4 years that you can definitely see that occurring.
We're here in the how-to department of the American Family Farmer to get you to understand, those of you who may not be doing it the right way or maybe looking to learn how to do this the right way. Mark Schober runs Colvin & Company. He's also involved in a number of
items like the Farmland Forecast. He's the editor of that, which is a daily source of research and news about investing in farmland and agriculture, co-author of The Investor's Guide to Farmland and Commodity Investing and Trading. Well, farmland is a commodity, so we certainly are in the right church, the right pew. We continue our conversation with Mark Schober. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Now the American Family Farmer continues on the air. This weekend our focus is how farmers lease land, find land to lease. I would think one of the things, Mark Schober, that would be an important part of this is finding the right farmer and creating an effective agreement with him or her. And I say that because more and more farms are being controlled by women these days. It isn't just, okay, I got this land, we want X number of dollars. You better be sure these people, like Mark, will be smart enough to protect themselves. So how do you counsel? I mean, it really isn't fair for you to counsel the people that are renting land from you, because you're the one who's the owner, and it's to your benefit to get as much out of the farmer as you can.
Yeah, that's a great point. No, when we look to first prospect farmers, like I said before, a lot of farmers reach out to me directly, but I still do a lot of, I guess I'll call it bird dogging myself to find farmers. And we'll usually do a visit and check out their equipment and potentially talk to other landlords that they deal with or maybe even their banker and get an idea of their financial situation and make sure that they're able to take on some growth of their operation. So that's one of the key, I guess, due diligence items we do on a first farm like that.
So how many are there that come to you that they start with leased land instead of buying a piece of property? Do you ever lease whole farms, homes, and everything else, or is this just raw land that you're specializing in?
You know, my specialization is just raw land and land that really has no tie to development potential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the East Coast, it certainly is a different story, but a lot of our property is in Iowa or Minnesota or Illinois. You know, it's 20, 30 miles to the nearest town of 1,000 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's raw land, certainly.
All right. So what do you – I'm going to ask you something you're going to say. What a silly question. But the varying agricultural values for land. Let's go across the scope of where you own the most land. And what is it? What does it cost? And then what's the return? Is anybody who's dealing with you, that's a good question for people to ask. I would
say. Oh, absolutely. It's a great question, and it is quite a dynamic question. I don't know how many hours we got today to discuss this, but in the central to the western Corn Belt, and it can trickle over to the eastern Corn Belt, I mean, top quality farmland is trading at about, I would say, on a fair market basis, in the $8,000 range. And in the average farmland, you're looking at that anywhere from, you know, maybe $6,000 to $7,500. But the market is extremely inefficient, and you'll read news stories of $14,000, $15,000 sale here or there, and then you'll read the Fed data saying that farmland values are decreasing substantially. And I think it's very difficult. I give a lot of credit to the people that write those stories to try to extrapolate out the stats of farmland values, because there still are a couple $12,000, $14,000 sales occurring on a weekly basis, but the amount of them has substantially dropped off. And it's difficult to be, you know, put your appraiser hat on and establish a price level for farmland. So instead, when we look at purchasing farmland, I pretty much throw that all out the window. And instead, I create an income statement on a per acre basis from the farmer standpoint. So if a farmer's looking at growing 200 bushel an acre corn, I have all of their input costs specifically to the location of the farm, and then look at some of their outputs and make sure that my rent rate, if it's 4%, 5%, 5.5% of the land value, still leaves margin for the farmer to make money and have considerable upside.
Yep, you got to be able to do that, otherwise everybody fails. We're having a conversation on land, how you find it, how you use it, what's the best arrangement to have. Colvin and Company is his outfit. Mark Schober is with us on the American Family Farmer, trying to find solutions or give you ideas about what to do if you need to expand your land base here on this week's program.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's keep going now. This is Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer, aimed at helping the small farmer, the family farmer, the small family farm business. A lot of grain stores, a lot of locally owned hardware stores, that sort of thing, in many parts of the country are run by some of the large farmers in that area. Plus, we also are interested in supporting the local boar movement. So if you're looking for information on where to find the farmers in your area, this may be a good source of it as well. Go to farmlandforecast.com. Mark Schober is the manager of Colvin and Company. So the kinds of land that are available, do you test the soil quality so that you know, or you know the areas so you don't have to worry about it? How do you know what is, I mean, the more valuable land, it would seem to me, good bottom land would be more valuable than rocky land or gravelly land. So there's got to be different ways of appraising it, or is it all strictly on what you pay for it?
No, that's a great question, Doug. We do a lot of due diligence on a property before we make a purchase, but after we source a property, we'll first start looking at the soil maps created by the U.S. government and start looking at the soil types. And they differ across the street. I mean, they are very, very intricate. From there, we will look at and try to obtain historical yield data on the property. So I can, here in the Midwest, it's typically corn and soybeans, and I can see what the average yields had been. And even from there, sometimes I'll look at getting the APH, the average production history, from a crop insurance standpoint of the current farmer to get a feel of what the property is going to produce in the future. From there, sometimes we will do soil sampling if we feel that it's necessary, if we think that the fertility might be low. For example, I see that a CSR 2 rating on a great property in Iowa is 95 out of a 100-point scale. But the historical yields of corn average for the last 10 years are only 172. I may conduct some sort of soil sampling to make sure that the fertility levels are in line, or maybe hopefully see that they're not in line, that there's an excuse for the poor yield. So we do some soil sampling to make sure that the P and K and pH levels are all in line before an acquisition is made.
Do you tell the farmer what he or she may use the land for, or how they may prep it, no-till, certain kinds of ammonia or phosphates or fertilizers? How closely do you manage this land? Because it may be that somebody uses it for a year or two, and then they say, well, I can't afford this anymore, I'm not getting enough, or I want to be doing something else. So how do you protect yourself there, or is that important?
Oh, that is extremely important. I mean, the degradation of land is literally the asset that we own blowing away if it's erosion, or being completely depleted if it's not kept up fertility-wise. So we monitor that very closely. We manage our properties very closely. We look at adding some capital improvements to the property to improve drainage, for example, if it's adding waterways or doing different crop rotations. But primarily, the farmer in the U.S. is one of the best stewards of the land in the entire world. They know exactly how and the best ways to farm. So hopefully after we've done our due diligence on an adequate farmer, they're there for the very, very long haul. But some metrics that we use to keep things in line and make sure that the farmers are doing a good job and at the same time able to grow a good crop for themselves is a simple mandatory soil test every year or 2 years to make sure that the fertility levels are staying in line. And that way, if a farmer comes to me and says, hey, Mark, the pH level is a little out of whack here, as you can see in the soil samples, how about we strike a deal and implement some sort of lime reimbursement program spread out over 3 years? I'll add quite a bit of lime to the property, help the pH get back in line, and we can get back to farming as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm. And so you're not doing that yourself, though. Whoever you bring on as a farmer is the person that's going to do that. You're instructing him or her to do that.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. We manage all those practices, and the farmer themselves is the one implementing that.
The message here is that there are companies who are involved, like Mark's, in buying farmland, making it easier for farmers to expand. Do you ever tie the lease? I'm interested in having people understand how the economics works here. Do you tie the lease to the productivity of the land, or is it just, okay, this land is worth $400 a year an acre, so that's what you got to pay me? How do you determine, and what is the average rent for land that you were just talking about, $8,000 to $10,000? I was actually in my mind going back to when I was in college. I went to school at Heidelberg University. It was then Heidelberg College in Northwest Ohio. The community was Tiffin, and there were a few catalog operations, but mostly it was corn, beans, corn everywhere. And I remember people thought it was exorbitant. This is in the 60s. So I remember when some people that I knew, I worked on one of the farms, and they were outraged that they had to pay $2,000 an acre to buy an 80-acre piece across the street. And then they were more outraged when the price went to $3,000 for another parcel of land 4 miles down the road. They thought that was crazy. When I told them at that time, in the area where I lived in Massachusetts, where you're fighting with developers all the time, I mean, the land where I am now arguably is worth $300,000 an acre and maybe more. That's why I can't keep farming the way I do, because the land is too much pressure on the land, even though I don't want to develop it. I don't want to sell it for developing. I want to sell it to some group or some organization that will help me, because I can sell the development rights for the farm and save it. But, you know, it's an expensive enterprise and something that guys like you would never get involved in, because you can't afford what it costs to work the fields here. And that's a shame, because that means agriculture gets moved out and you have to go further and further for your food. Now, that's the reality here. But I just thought I'd give you the reference point back to what it was like when I was in college. $2,000 to $3,000 an acre was wild. And now it's $8,000 to $10,000 an acre for the same land, I'm guessing, maybe even more.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly has progressed even over the last 5, 10, 15 years.
And the value of corn and beans and stuff has pushed it up, because everybody wants to have more land so they can grow more corn so they can make more money.
Yes, you're exactly right. And, I mean, getting back to the way that we pinpoint a rent amount and making sure that the farmer can still make a margin on a per acre basis is simply building that income statement, making sure that we are familiar with what we think the property can produce, and then assigning a multiple for the farmer to make margin at the day of signing a lease. And then our leases, for the most part, are just cash rent contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So the farmer captures all the upside of being able to market their crop at different prices throughout the year. On top of that, I think it's real important for a farmer in that scenario to have grain storage on site and be able to capture some very, very attractive carries in the futures market if they do have some on-site grain storage. But a lot of our leases are primarily cash rent. And that being said, the actual crop to be planted decision is made by the farmer. I can consult them on that or give suggestions, but if a farmer would like to plant corn and keep fertility levels adequate, that's okay by me. And if they want to plant soybeans, vice versa, that's still okay by me.
We're trying to help people who are looking for farm come up with some ideas. Farmland is the specialty of Colvin and Company. You can check out Mark Schober's website, farmlandforecast.com, and we'll continue with our overview here for a few more minutes on how to help you find land to expand your farm here on the American Family Farmer.
Summer's elements can leave lasting damage to your skin and hair. Your gorgeous strands have a protective coating called hydrolipidic film that gets destroyed in sun, salt water, and chlorine. How to get your hair sleek and shiny again? Beauty expert Grace Gold has some tips.
The Pantene Daily Moisture Renewal Collection rejuvenates hair with vitamin B5 and locks in moisture to keep your hair hydrated. You'll have shiny, soft tresses that are protected from damage all year long. Be sure to use the conditioner daily.
Take the time to pamper your skin, too. In just 30 minutes, dry, sun-damaged skin can become a distant memory.
Whether your skin has sun damage, acne, pigmentation, or aging, Silk Peel Diamond Dermal Infusion can have you looking red carpet ready with no downtime. The relaxing treatment combines diamond-tip exfoliation with the infusion of serums to hydrate, clarify, and plump the skin.
Now go out and show off your wow factor. More at videopump.tv.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status SBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
During September's National Preparedness Month, the Federal Emergency Management Agency's READY campaign urges families to prepare for power outages, storms, and other emergencies. Amanda Grandy with Briggs & Stratton explains.
On average, a family will lose power 5 times a year. Power outages lasting longer than 12 hours can cost families thousands of dollars. These costs can include spoiled food, basement flooding damage and repairs, appliance repairs, and even extended hotel stays.
How can families be well prepared?
First, make an emergency preparedness kit and family communications plan. Then think backup power. Gasoline-powered portable generators are capable of powering your essential home appliances. Better yet, a permanent standby generator can be professionally installed so it automatically turns on when an outage occurs. And smarter technology is making standby generators more affordable now than ever.
For more on protecting your home from power outages, go to powernow.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles, like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bella with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlock tile, vinyl, and more. With 24 months special financing, the fall flooring spring kickoff sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Let's move into a final phase of our conversation here, trying to help people who are expanding. No matter where you are in the country, there have to be people like Mark Schober around and his company, Colvin & Company, who are buying land you may not be able to afford. It's not any different, by the way. At least I'm sort of making a statement and asking a question at the same time, Mark. No different than you can't buy a new piece of equipment, so you'll lease it. It's the same, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you even lease labor these days, right? It's the same basic principle.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yep. And I mean, just like you said, it's land is oftentimes the most expensive input cost of a farm operation, and I'm here to take that on and hopefully help farmers expand their margins, their operation, their families, everything.
Do you find that a lot of the land may have barns or greenhouses, fenced off wells? You need is water an important factor in what you can get for rental of the land?
Yeah, I mean, that goes into everything that we look at when acquiring a property. But for the most part, in the central to western Corn Belt, the farms are flat. You can field or you can farm fence to fence, and there really aren't too many objects in the way. Sometimes there are some real old houses that aren't even inhabitable that sometimes we'll look at either rehabbing them or just taking them down if they are completely inhabitable. But yeah, for the most part, you can farm fence to fence in the central Corn Belt.
Who handles insurance in these circumstances? You as the landowner or the person who's leasing? The liability, somebody comes on the land, they trip and hurt themselves on some barbed wire or something. Where, how do you handle? I'm trying to get into the nitty gritty because I think some sort of, these are, I think, important and interesting aspects that a lot of people may not think about. I'm trying to help people not only know where to go, but how to prepare themselves for what they're going to be confronting in terms of what's expected of them and what the costs are, right?
Yeah, Doug, you're literally going down my acquisition checklist as we have this conversation. That step is the first phone call I make after closing on a property, or sometimes even before closing on a property, is my local insurance agent to line up a liability policy from an owner's standpoint. It's very cheap to obtain a liability insurance policy from an owner's standpoint. I think it's, and don't quote me here, but probably $150 to $300 for up to 500 acres, which would cover you a substantial amount if there was an accident to occur. But at the same time, in our leases, we require our farmers to carry operational liability policies as well, which I sure hope every farmer has anyways, but just a little check and balance there.
Mm-hmm. Expectations here. Can you tell by looking at the land what ought to be the production? And if this guy's not meeting it, do you help him to meet his goals? In other words, if you're not using the right fertilizer, something's wrong because the depending on the seed that you're using, you go up and down the highway and you see the various hybrids and there's a sign out that says Pioneer 4382 or whatever the heck else mm-hmm. is in that field. Do you tell them this kind of corn or these kind of beans or this sort of product is liable to net you more on this particular piece of land than it would another piece of land 10 miles down the street? Do you get...
I think that is where we help farmers substantially, and I wish I had more hours in the day to do simply that.
Well, there must be, though. Don't the universities out there, they're all the state universities, they must have programs the government's involved in every other damned aspect of farming, and you can tell my disdain for it because on my farm, there's nothing but a pain in the butt. They don't know what they're talking about most of the time. Anyway, that's my own grind. What is it that... in terms of this sort of thing that's available for everybody to get the max out of the land?
No, I think there are a few resources, and as a farmer, you got to think a little bit outside the box.
Yes.
If you have someone like myself, use me as your asset. I talk with farmers constantly all across the United States, so I luckily get phone calls from farmers all the time saying, look, I'm on the property of yours in Wright County, Iowa, for example, mm-hmm. I'm planting a certain seed variety, and it's coming up with I'm estimating that yields are going to be quite poor on it. What other farmers in a 50 or 100 mile radius are you working with that are doing something else? And I luckily can provide some insight and say, look, I have heard from other farmers. Now, it's usually all just by word of mouth.
Right.
But I've heard from other farmers that seed variety does not yield well in your area. And here are some suggested issues that you can do to help that, or change seed varieties, or if you'd like an agronomist to come on board. I know quite a few agronomists.
All right, hold on, Mark. I'm gonna violate what I said a few minutes ago. There's a couple of more questions that have come into my mind as we're having this last part of the conversation. So if you'll hold on, we'll spend a few more minutes together. Mark Schober kindly has brought his knowledge to helping you understand where to get land if you're trying to expand in the farming biz. This is American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. This program is devoted. This is a show about farming for the family. Supposedly 98% of the farms in our country still belong to families and not to big agribusinesses. I invited Mark Schober to come on the program, who is somebody that grew up on a farm in Wisconsin. He's involved in farmland management at Colvin & Company, and his website is farmlandforecast.com. As somebody who's in the business, you can pretty much help people understand what it's worth to rent the land, buy the land, and also how to get the most production off the land, which it seems to me is very important. So do you say to farmers, okay, you can't have beef, you can't have pigs, you can't have chickens, you can have some form of orchard if you want? I mean, how much of a, if somebody comes in and finds there's 640 acres in Iowa and somebody wants to put an apple orchard in there or grow avocados or something, will you do that, or do you really like to stick to tradition or even have animals on the farm?
Yeah, we try to keep an open mindset. In Iowa, I don't know what the stat is, but the majority of land is are grown corn and soybeans.
Right.
But that in mind, usually our leases run on an annual basis. So if a crop can be planted, harvested, and maintained fertility in a 12-month window, chances are I'm going to be extremely open to it. So if a farmer wants to look at growing wheat, for example, which some farmers are looking at even double cropping wheat with a short soybean crop in areas of even Iowa, for example, I'm open to that. And I think that some of the crops that last longer than a year certainly would require a special lease. But as long as the fertility is adequate and we can raise a crop that's going to go to a good use, I'm certainly open to it.
Wow. Now, tell me, how many women are you dealing with versus men?
Very, very few. I work with a few women farmers, but it's still a predominantly male-driven industry. But at the same time, I do work with, even in a male-run family operation, or let's just say the man is who I'm talking with, his significant other is usually right at his side and helping substantially. I know a farmer, one of the very first farmers to farm our first property ever in South Dakota. He runs the combine, and his wife is behind with the tillage machine 10 feet behind him. And that's just the way it is, and that's how it's always going to be.
Good for them. Any woodlots? Do you find you rent land that has a forest on it to farmers or people who just – there are a lot of people in New England anyway, and I don't know how it is in the rest of the country where they want to have maple trees for sap, that kind of stuff. There's not a lot of forest. But there is. I mean, I've been to auctions out in the Midwest. There's plenty of land out there that's forested.
Very few and far between. There are a few properties that have, like you said, some maple orchards that you could have a sap operation, but for the most part, it's not very commercialized, and that would be just more or less a hobby farm if it's, have some maple trees
right
near the house,
yep,
for example,
it.
But nothing substantial.
All right, you've helped us a lot. Mark, thank you for being here. Mark Schober is the manager of Colvin and Company and also is editor of Farmland Forecast. You can check that out every day to see what's happening, trends and otherwise. This is a great way also to understand the commodity side of it, it would seem to me, because this is the land is a commodity as well as what you're growing on it. So thank you for your expertise and your help here as we try to find solutions to this problem for farmers. Mark Schober here on the American Family Farmer. I want to spend a minute talking with you about something that I've begun to hear from listeners. I've said before, to solicit ideas for this program, please send whatever you may want me to pursue. Like somebody sent this idea to me. We're a small producer. We need to know whether there's more land. How can you help us find more land? This program today was a direct result of input to Doug at DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. I've also been asked by listeners and groups if I speak at public functions, and the answer to that is yes. Matter of fact, I like doing that sort of thing. And because I have a broadcasting background, I guess I have a presence. I say that with a smile on my face. But I love to talk about agriculture. I love to talk about my life on the farm. I love to talk about your life on the farm. What makes people on the farm tick? There are great stories that you probably have and I've had of people I've interviewed over the years. So if you'd like to have me present a program to some group or organization, feel free to just send me a note, Doug@DougStephan.com. It doesn't make any difference whether you're in a city that's far away from where I am or close by. You know, there's such a thing as an airplane, neat and easy to get around. So get a hold of me, and let's see if we can get together and bring knowledge. This is all about knowledge, sharing knowledge. I'm Doug Stephan on the American Family Farmer.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.